by the sofa.
If he had been the Earl of Canby bothered, we would not have survived.
Hurrah for British idleness. Alas, we may have escaped, but we have destroyed the mother of parliaments.
Oh, well, I'm sure no one will mind.
But people did mind. The surviving members of parliament formed a large mob and swiftly approached. At their head was the familiar figure of Mr. Gently Benevolent, my evil ex-guardian, and now Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Oh, dear, you seem to have burned down Parliament. Disgraceful behavior for an MP, Pippin.
What? An arsonist in Parliament? We normally only encourage fraudsters, murderers, and talentless egomaniacs.
Such an act is treason. You must all be hanged.
As the mob of angry politicians surrounded us, I decided to appeal to their highest principles.
How much will it cost not to hang us?
Ooh. How dare you attempt to bribe us? Although we would be prepared to take a grant to cover expenses incurred while not hanging you.
How big a grant?
Say £400 each.
200.
Hang them!
400 it is then.
Hurrah!
Although I haven't got it on me.
We shall call on you in 1 hour, Bin. Now come, baying mob. Let us leave him.
£400 each. That is a lot of money, dear brother.
I've done some calculations, and it comes to a total of £8.05. Though I may have got that wrong. But it matters not, for you are rich from your invention of the bin, Pip-Bin.
Yes, but don't forget I spent all my money when Mr. Benevolent tricked me into building that evil railway.
So you did.
But do not worry. I shall get a loan.
Immediately, I applied to the banks. But alas, they would not lend to me. I was refused by Gravam and Strangle, rejected by Milky Dry and Laugh. I was even turned down by the noble and ancient bank of Bend Over and Brace Yourself. In despair, I prepared to hang. But just before the fateful hour was up, I received a visitor.
Yes?
I understand you're in need of help.
Who are you?
He was a tall man with deep, hooded eyes. As I looked closer, I saw that one eye was not, in fact, an eye. It was a gold sovereign, which twinkled and glittered in the light. He had long, thin fingers, which ended not in nails, but in silver shillings. And his coat was made of neatly tailored £5 notes.
Others may prefer coats made of cashmere. I prefer mine made of cash.
Are you a moneylender?
No. I'm a provider of financial services.
A moneylender?
A monetary greaser of wheels.
You're a moneylender?
A servant of the fiscal hinterland.
Moneylender?
No, I'm out of euphemisms. You're right, I'm a moneylender. Want to borrow some money?
No, I abhor your kind.
But I understand from Mr. Benevo-no-one that you are in dire need of money.
Well, your Mr. Benevo-no-one is misinformed.
Very well. Have a nice hanging.
Wait. I've just looked at my to-do list, and I see I do need to borrow £200,000.
You shall have it.
On what cruel terms?
Pay me back within 1 year, and the loan is interest-free.
Less cruel than I expected.
Now the paperwork. Sign here. Sign here. And don't sign here. Ah, got you. You did sign there, despite me telling you not to.
Damn!
Oh, you've signed up for the special loan with grotesquely inflated interest, fluctuating wildly and randomly in my favor. It's all your fault. You signed it. I told you not to.
Curses!
He removed his coat and handed over the full £200,000. Seeing the mob approach, I flung the money at them, and they descended on it like a pack of corrupt and greedy politicians, which they were.
So you found the money, eh? I wonder from where and with what terrible consequences.
That is none of your business. Now leave.
Very well. Except we are to build a new Houses of Parliament.
So soon?
We need somewhere to sit and sleep and eat and drink and ruin the country from. And as the person who burnt it down, you must pay for it.
I had leaped out of the monetary frying pan and straight into the cash flow fire. Nearly everyone in the country now had a bin, so royalties had slowed to a trickle. How then could I make more money?
Any ideas, Harry Biscuit?
Not really, Pip-Bin.
Well, that is most unlike you.
Although, what about special socks you wear on your hands?
Those would be gloves.
Damn! Oh, I'm a rubbish friend and a rubbish inventor.
Wait, Harry. You are a genius.
If I am, it is a rubbish one.
No, Harry, you are brilliant.
If I am.